The Pharmaceutical Crime Podcast is brought to you by the Partnership for Safe Medicines, a nonprofit coalition of organizations focused on the safety of our drug supply. Learn more at safemedicines.org. And now, on to our episode.
In the sea of warning letters the FDA issues to people and companies for endangering public health, we almost missed this one from December, which warned Amazon's CEO to stop selling energy-enhancing supplements after FDA agents found that they contained the active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis. There are a lot of jokes about those drugs, but don't let that distract you from how serious this is, because they can interact with your other medication and kill you. People who take nitroglycerin, for example, can suffer from dangerously low blood pressure if they also take Viagra. But if their natural supplements illegally contain these ingredients and don't list them on the bottle, patients won't know they're risking their lives by taking them. Amazon has a bustling third-party marketplace with over 2 million sellers, and they're responsible for 60% of sales on the site. It surely doesn't have fine-tuned control over every listing. But these products were shipped from Amazon's own fulfillment centers, making the company a sort of drop shipper for supplements that violate the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. Hidden, and sometimes even poisonous, ingredients in dietary supplements are an entrenched problem that everyone should be aware of. The industry is a wild west here, because there's no agency who has the power to regulate supplements before they go to market. The FDA can only step in after there have been problems with a supplement, which is what you can see it is doing in the letter it sent to Amazon. And there are so many supplements that even major retailers don't have a complete handle on what they're selling. The bottom line is that you should be cautious about dietary supplements you buy anywhere, even from incredibly familiar companies like Amazon. Keep up with all kinds of medicine safety news on our website, safemedicines.org.